Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Chicago bringing us back. You never seen them in concert. You missed it. You got to go do that before they die. They're great. 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check those out and use them to your advantage. They're all free. And so we got our good friend Jeffrey Zabar here, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to celebrate his 18th anniversary, coming up a little bit later in the year, a couple of months or so from now. And he's the Chief Home Officer, chiefhomeofficer.com, gotwords.com is another one of his websites. You can find out about his books and all the things that he does to help his clients put their best foot forward. Jeffrey, thanks again for being here. And you know, we were talking earlier about some of the good, the bad, and the ugly of being home-based and how early we were and back in those days. You still are. I'm not so much anymore. But you know, it's kind of like Rust. Where, you know, I'm probably going to revert back to that one day. And as my career slows down, as I type off into the sunset, you know, over the next 25 or 40 years, something like that. Anyway, the one thing though that keeps coming up when I think about those days is being a micropreneur and all the different things that I did to make my customers happy, even though try to serve them, even though I didn't really have that capacity to do all that.
Right.
You figure it out, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you figure out either through the course of work that you just evolve, or because people come to you and say, can you do X? And you say, no, I can't because I don't do that, or I've never done that, or I've got to, you know, whether it's time or skill, you know, you come up with a reason not to, and then you see that you become irrelevant. Or they go elsewhere, or for some reason your business is not growing the way it should, or you're seeing others who are getting opportunities that you aren't, or you see your industry has evolved, and they say, why is it evolving, and I'm not there? I mean, it's truly about what I call the pivot, and there's a moment in your career or in your day, you know, where, you know, for example, we typically don't do this call or this conversation on a Thursday.
Nope. You're not supposed to give our secrets away, Jeffrey.
Oh, sorry. Well, it's the pivot. It's making it opportunity, you know, making the opportunities that come to you, making them fit into your plans or you know, the way you work. So, as I said early on in my career, sort of a Milton Berle. Many of your listeners may know Milton Berle and may some
now
may
you're really
Google him.
Now you're really dating yourself.
Yeah, seriously. Well, he was a fantastic business strategist who doubled as a comedian and happened to be born on July 12th, I might add, which, you know, is another day of awesomeness for obvious reasons here. But he said, if opportunity doesn't knock, build a door. Sometimes the door is not in front of you when opportunity comes. You just have to make, you know, sort of build that door, make things happen.
Well, you know, I remember the commercial. I'm trying to remember, was it a FedEx commercial where the guy was at his desk and he had like 20 phones and he picked up a phone, I can do that, I can do that, I can do that, I can do that.
Right.
He laid them all down and he said, how am I going to do that?
How am I going to do that?
I remember taking care of my customers like that. I remember, you know, I did not want to tell my clients no. I was trying to build a client base and they'd say, you know, Jim, can you paint this cow purple and turn it upside down? Yes, sir, I will. I'll get that done.
Right.
But my point was what really liberated me was one day it occurred to me that I wasn't the source of the solution. I was the nexus between the solution and my client.
There you go.
First.
There you go.
What I mean by that is they weren't saying, Jim, can you do this? They were saying, Jim, can you get this done for me?
Can you get this done? And that's a great
observation. So I did most of the things I did for my clients. I did myself.
Right.
But there were elements of it, or there were some projects where I didn't even tell them what I was doing. I just got it done.
You just got it done.
And then and handed it to them. And I mean, I didn't fly into false colors. I told them eventually, I told them that, you know, I had help, somebody contributed to this or whatever. But they didn't care because I took it off of them. And see, this is what's so important. what people need to realize, especially if you're doing business with customers that are larger than you, especially B2B, is they don't care how you get it done. Obviously, they want it legal, but what they care about is that you get it done.
Right.
And if
right.
they come to you and ask you, can you do it? Will you do it? You know, that's the way to think about it.
Well, yeah, and I think that, you know, if I look at my own career, I mean...
That was my pivot, I guess I'm saying.
Yeah, no, absolutely, and we all have those pivots. You know, it's if you're a technology provider, if you were a wired phone provider, you know, 20 years ago, and VoIP comes along, and you don't discover and sort of train yourself mm-hmm. how to do an install of a VoIP network, you know, voice over internet phone network in your client's office, you're going to lose that business. That's a pivot you need to be able to do. If you're a right. contractor and you don't learn a certain, you know, way of practice that your clients will, and we've spoken about this before, learning where the pivot is, that the pivot is coming, mm-hmm. that change is coming. You know, as a writer, for example, in my original business as a writer, I studied journalism. I was writing for magazines and newspapers. If I didn't realize that blogging, for example, which is another form of journalism in some ways, mm-hmm. if I didn't realize that blogging was coming, or if I didn't pivot and start doing whether it's press releases, speeches, PowerPoint presentations, they didn't exist right. when I graduated from J school. But down the right. road, it's another form of communication. If I hadn't learned it, mm-hmm. I would have lost out on that business. Anything we do, back to your point, it's not a matter of, you know, can I do this? Well, they don't need to know whether I can. At this
That's
day
right.
and age, you know, Google it and learn how things get done.
Hey, Jeff, I know you're having fun, but we have to go.
No, can't we just extend? Yep. Whoever's next is not going to be as fun.
I know. They're not going to like it. Hey, Jeff, good job today. Come back
Always
soon.
Great, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Jay-Z, ladies and gentlemen, chiefhomeofficer.com, gotwords.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.